In a few minutes, we'll head into our barbershop where some interesting folks take a fresh cut on the day's news. One of the things we'll be talking about is presidential contender Dr. Ben Carson. He's having a rough couple of days after some media organizations started raising questions about aspects of his past. But on the flip side, his campaign dropped this ad in 8 major cities this week.
Inspire. Vote. In 2016.
It's a 60-second spot aimed at young Black voters, and we wanted to meet the man behind it. His performance name is Aspiring Mogul. He calls himself a Republican Christian rapper, and he is with us now from Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So how did you come to the attention of the Carson campaign? I understand that you got on their radar earlier this fall with your song Black Republican. Is that about right?
Yes, ma'am. I wrote a song after seeing Gifted Hands, the movie that Cuba Gooding played Dr. Ben Carson, and I was so inspired by that, and it led me to write that song. And I sent the song to Barry Bennett, who was Ben Carson's campaign manager, and he liked it, and he posted it on Facebook. And after that, I was inspired. I said, well, I can write a campaign song for Dr. Carson, and I wrote the campaign song and sent that to him. And they liked it, and there you have it.
Well, you know, the ad you created has gained some buzz,
right,
but not all positive. And,
sure,
you know, Twitter can be harsh.
So
you ready for it?
Well, I've seen it all.
So you're not going to be surprised when I say that some have called it wiggity wiggity whack. Some have said Biggie didn't die for this.
You know, the critics, being a follower of Christ, you know, you accept the good and the bad. So whatever people's opinions are of it, good or bad, I welcome it. But my Republican leadership, of the people, my core people, I get a lot of emails from a lot of, you know, African Americans across the country saying, I'm a Republican too. And I think people were scared to address this issue. And now that they see a conservative rap artist, now it's a conversation on a national level that we should have and we should have had a long time.
Well, to that end, though, there are others. And I just saw actually an interview today with a person who was previously connected to the Giuliani campaign, who's also an African American Republican, who said that, you know, it's condescending to assume that rap is the way to reach a particular constituency. You know, what do you say to that?
When Obama ran for president and the whole music industry made a song from Will.i.am to Alicia Keys to Common Sense and everybody, Yes I Can, Yes I Can, that was definitely a rap song. And so for me, you know, I see it as the exact same thing. So he did a rap ad. So he did a country ad too. Is that a knockoff to people who like country music?
Who are we talking about here? I've lost track of who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Ben Carson. What I'm basically saying is, what genre of music is sufficient to use for a presidential ad? Is it only classical music? Is it pop music? I never said this is an ad to get the Black vote. That was the way they marketed it. I wrote this song because Ben Carson inspired me. And if they're using it for that reason, I'm now talking to you and have this opportunity to have this conversation. So the song has done, to some degree, the goal that I initially intended, you know, to begin with.
Well, so you hope what will be accomplished with your ad and with your music overall?
Well, it's actually a whole song that I wrote that'll be for sale on iTunes, Rhapsody, Apple Music in the coming week or so. But what I hope happens, the Republican Party always, you know, a lot of people say, well, they don't reach out to African Americans. And I understand that. But for me, I use Jackie Robinson as an example. I use Hank Aaron. Anybody who went into an arena where Black people weren't initially there, it had to be somebody who broke that mold. And I believe African Americans need a seat at every table. The GOP, in Silicon Valley, in Wall Street. I think we should be in every arena of life that we can be in to have a voice that represents our ideals. And that's my goal.
Robert Donaldson raps as Aspiring Mogul. He created an ad for Ben Carson's presidential campaign, and the ad is scheduled to run in 8 markets over the next 2 weeks. Mr. Donaldson, Aspiring Mogul, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.